Now to a new face in the local music scene. Bloomington hip-hop artist Dominique Stevenson says positive messages in his songs are connected to his religion. Stevenson's stage name is V8 Vast Change. He'll perform at Night Shop in downtown Bloomington tomorrow in a show with headlining band Sunday Afternoon. Stevenson tells GLT's John Norton that he doesn't believe people can achieve happiness or good alone.
You can't have joy without understanding the love of Christ. Joy is what gives you happiness in those down and sorrow times. So I feel like in order to stay uplifted in that manner, you need to understand the love that God has for us.
Yeah. And if you lose hope, little homie, then the dream will die. But you gotta keep the dream alive. My grandma told me if you lose hope, then the dream will die. But you gotta keep the dream alive.
Playing the song Keeping the Dream Alive right now. It's from your album The Lost and the Found. What are you sampling? What's the music you're sampling on here? Sounds like an old jazz song.
I search for a lot of music online, and that producer is actually Tone Jones. You can find his music online by tonejones.com. He does a lot of music with some of the things have samples, but I believe a lot of the stuff he just kind of creates. He plays with a lot of live instruments, and I love the live instrumentation and the instrumentals that I like to use.
How long have you been writing rhymes? How long have you been writing poetry? Whatever, either way.
Oh, man.
Ever since you can remember, maybe?
I always played around with writing music. I just used to walk around the house singing, and my brother would be like, shut up, you know, but it was just what I did. I've never been a good singer, so please don't ask me to sing. But I've been officially writing music, as a rap artist for about 6 years now.
What jump started that?
Man, me and my friends, we used to always freestyle, just have fun, string words together. And I got hurt my sophomore year playing football on varsity at Normal West. And I was on bed rest for a week, messed up my ankle. And I was laying there, and I was just trying to stay positive, like we talked about. And I was praying, like, you know, this really stinks. And God was like, just write a song. I'm like, all right. I wrote a song. I liked the way it made me feel. You know, I got some emotions out. I performed it for, I think, my brother and my sister. And I was like, I like the way this feels. Yeah. So I just kept going.
What inspired you to become a performer? You're writing. You can always write for someone else, but you also perform.
Yes.
What inspired you to do that?
Well, I love to be in front of crowds. I just jumped on stage one day because I saw my friend. He used to rap at church all the time. I'm like, man, I wish I could do that. And when I started writing, I was like, oh, I can't wait to get on stage.
Okay.
I can't wait to do this. So I watch other people perform, and I see their energy, and I'm like, I can do that. I could definitely do that.
You have a song called You Can Do It. And let me just play a little bit of the song here, okay?
You can say la 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 and they digging it. They want to know why I'm different. I'm on a mission to get it and spread out the truth. And I could never just watch and sit back while these people be lying all to the youth. They gonna tell you what you can't be. They gonna tell you what you can't do. And I'ma say do it. Do it. You can do it. You can do it.
Who are they?
Anybody that's speaking negativity about your life or your circumstances. A lot of people, they make it about a specific color, race, any of that, religion. It's not any of that for me. It's about anybody that's telling you what you can and can't be that does not have your best interests in mind. A lot of times in the black community, we have other people that messed up chances in their life and they tell the younger generation what they can't do because they're afraid of that failure. But I don't want the younger generation to live in that box of failure. So it doesn't matter if it's your uncle or if it's your next door neighbor, if it's a police officer, as long as you're doing something positive, don't let somebody stop you from going down that path.
That's Bloomington's Dominique Stevenson speaking with GLT's John Norton. Stevenson performs his V8 Vast Change tomorrow at Night Shop in Bloomington. Let's hear some more from Dominique Stevenson, a.k.a. V8 Vast Change. Here's his song, Summertime Fresh. He'll be at Night Shop tomorrow night.
Playing for the title for the season came. That's why when it came, they were salty, man, yo. But that was back then. Now I'm trying to take a couple trips to a couple different countries. Ballin' on the budget, but we ballin'. Why they gettin' mad, can't call it. Mixtape droppin' in the summer. Hot like July, and you lie if you not a fan. I'll be in countries I don't understand. My only regret is I can't rap for Obama in the Oval Office. Dreamin' big, we lookin' at islands on the market. Yeah. What's next, man? I can't call it. Summertime fresh. Take a breath in. Breathe out the stress. Leave out the rest. Confess you're blessed. These be the best. These be the best times. Summertime fresh. Take a breath in. Breathe out the stress. Leave out the rest. Confess you're blessed. These be the best. These be the best times.
Summer, this summer, is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org. Bloomington Normal's summer, public media.
Summertime. I like that. Chillin' in the summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Just chillin' in the summertime.
Summer, summer, summertime.
Chillin' in the summertime.